such a pleasure to have you watching the best of Texans Late Night all season long. If you just joined us, you already missed J.J. Watt and DeAndre Hopkins. How about that? But you can rummage through the website, the video section of HoustonTexans.com, and try to find that stuff.
Full episodes on Texans.com, and what a great season it's been. We've had so many guests, learned a lot about our players, played some games, too. I loved this next game that we're about to show you. Dwayne Brown had to look at little children's drawings of his teammates and try to figure out who they were. He did pretty well in this game that we called Little Picassos. Take a look.
During games at NRG Stadium, there's a daycare for Texans employees. So our producer, Claudia, went to the kids in the daycare and said, draw pictures of the players. And, of course, they put uniform numbers, but we blotched them out. And you have to guess which player corresponds with the picture. Okay, you ready to go?
Let's do it.
All right, first picture on Little Picassos for Dwayne Brown. Let's have a look here and see if we can. Okay, what do you think here, Dwayne?
I'm going to go with Arian Foster.
That is correct. And you know what? This picture is drawn by one of your favorites.
Yeah.
Zaniah. Now that's yep. Arian's daughter, right?
I'm going to tell you how I knew that was Zaniah. Not from him or his blurred out number.
Yeah.
But she draws pictures for my wife all the time. And she always has clouds in them. Always.
Oh, the clouds gave it away.
The clouds gave it away.
Who knew? When we were examining these pictures. Who knew? All right. Let's get to the next one. See if you can do this one as well. Could be challenging. Oh, my God.
Oh.
It's ZZ oh, yeah. Top. What do you think here, Dwayne? Kind of obvious.
Balding
the
up
beard there.
Yeah. Is it Crick?
Yeah, the beard resembles Ryan Fitzpatrick from a few weeks ago.
Ryan, it's pre-shaven.
Yeah,
Logan.
There it is.
There's Fitzy
that's
with the
awesome.
Big. That's pretty good, right there.
He's not gonna be happy about that bald spot.
Yeah. The razor went a little bananas there.
Yeah, a little stray eraser mark there. But so far you're batting 1,000, and I can't say all the players have done that in all these games. Okay, a degree of difficulty can be evaluated at another time. Let's go to our next picture here on Little Picassos with Dwayne Brown. Oh my gosh.
It's
I'm afraid to say who this could be.
It looks like Juggernaut.
Like despicable
perhaps
me
it
almost.
Could be me.
Okay. You're going to guess could it's be. You. All right.
I do wear arm sleeves
some. Oh!
I got a little crazy in the midsection there. Got a little crazy.
Listen.
Your nose is a little.
White is not a slimming color.
No, it's not.
And that could be a problem with that.
That's probably it. If they gave him the blue uniforms, that would look a lot.
A little bit more civil.
You guys like the blue. Don't
oh,
you?
I love the blue.
All right, let's go to the next one. Little Picassos. Here we go. Oh, what is this? The Jaguars?
The Dolphins player, yeah.
Yeah, it's
or a dolphin, yeah. It's it could have been taken or drawn during the Breast Cancer Awareness Day. Mm-hmm. All right, let's find. Well, all right, who are you going to guess?
Possibly DeAndre Hopkins?
Or DeAndre Hopkins.
Andre Johnson.
I would go with your gun. DeAndre Hopkins!
Nice rendition.
Hey, a seven-year-old.
Nice.
I don't even draw that well, seven-year-old.
Seven-year-old, yeah.
That's pretty good. The nice picture, yeah, with DeAndre catching the football, except the teal. We got to do something about that.
Maybe they were out of blue that day.
We didn't have blue that day.
Yeah.
Got to work what you got.
Oh, that's true. All right, let's keep it rolling here. Oh.
Well, that's awesome.
Hey, audience, be quiet.
Yeah.
Audience.
It looks like J.J. Watt pregame warm-ups in his military T-shirt.
Okay, let's have a look here.
There it is.
Yes, indeed. It's J.J. Watt practicing his receiving skills as usual. What's he listening to right there? What do you think? I don't know. Could have asked him that, but we didn't. Okay, do we have one more? I believe we have one more. Let's see.
Oh.
Oh, this is the toughest.
Okay.
What is that, like a fruit salad around his neck? What is that thing?
He's wearing Mardi Gras beads.
Yeah.
look at those hands.
Andre Johnson?
Let's find out if it's Andre Johnson. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how you got that.
Oh, my gosh. It is Andre Johnson. That's 6 for 6, my friend. Nice
job.
All right, so Dwayne did very well in that game. And you know where else he did well? Houston Texans Grill. We had him on every Tuesday on Texans Radio, Tuesday nights at 6. And That was a great time with him at the grill.
Yes, I even told him that I thought that he really loosened up as the season went on. I think he wanted us to say that he just did phenomenally, and he did. But I do think that in the beginning he was a little bit nervous. But by the end of it, we had his Italian restaurant named. We had his signature sandwich mm-hmm. invented. And we learned so much about Dwayne, and he was a great sport on Dwayne Brown. And we had players ask him the craziest questions.
Craziest questions, indeed. And by the way, Dwayne, just for the record, I didn't think you were nervous at all. I thought you were stellar from day one. That's just DP over there commenting on that. All right, coming up on the Best of Texans Late Night, Kendrick Lewis. We'll hear from the free agent safety. They got him before the season, did a great job. It's Texans Late Night, the best of.